For years, we've been profoundly indebted to you for the support you've given us on our songwriting efforts. And now I'd like to play a few of those songs we've written that have become hits. Some have become standards. We hope you remember them.
Hi, welcome to Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie, and I'm the host of Ellington Reflections. Please see our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we have a lot of supplemental material there that helps supplement what you hear on the podcast. This episode is called The Usual Suspects, and that's, of course, is taken from Claude Rains in Casablanca, but in this case, it refers to the greatest hits or the usual songs that people hear Ellington play. He didn't want to disappoint fans who came to his concerts to hear the songs he was famous for, but at the same time, he was always trying to put out new music, new features, and move on. So he would play these greatest hits in a medley, which you heard the introduction of at the start of this broadcast. I first heard the term usual suspects used to describe his greatest hits from the Duke Ellington Society of New York. I'm a member, but I only get the newsletter. I've never been able to attend a meeting because I'm 3,000 miles away. But anyway, the usual suspects include songs like Satin Doll, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and the like. So for this episode, I thought I'd feature others covering Ellington compositions that are beyond the usual suspects. The first one is a rather obscure 1934 Ellington composition called Blue Feeling. And what's unusual about Blue Feeling is that if you take a listen to it closely, you see that he probably didn't write that much for it. There's really only the theme, but what he does that's very creative is he voices it differently each time you hear it. The first time you hear it, it's by the trombones. There's a soloist. Then the saxophones play the melody. Another soloist. Then the muted trumpets play the melody. And then finally, the last time you hear it, it's by the full band. The soloists on this composition are Cootie Williams on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, and Barney Bigard on clarinet. Again, this is from 1934. We move ahead to 1971 to hear this by a small band led by Jay McShann. He has people like Doc Cheatham in the band, trumpeter Doc Cheatham, and a couple of Basieites, Basie alumni, Earl Warren on alto sax, and Dickie Wells on trombone. The clarinet soloist is Herbie Mann, who is usually known as a flute player, but here you get to hear Herbie play clarinet. Thank you. The next pairing is of The Mystery Song. Ellington recorded this one in 1931, and the mood is exactly as stated in the title, one of mystery. It's covered some 30 years later in a quartet setting led by Steve Lacy on soprano sax and Don Cherry on pocket trumpet.
Thank you. Thank you.
The second sacred concert is my favorite of the three sacred concerts, and we're going to play a couple of compositions from that one. The first one is Heaven, and here you hear Alice Babs, the really great Swedish soprano, singing the words, and then there's a Johnny Hodges solo. The Phil Woods Quintet also covered this song, and you'll hear Phil Woods playing clarinet in the first theme statement, and he plays alto when they take it out.
Heaven, divine.
Something About Believing is also from the second Sacred Concert, and here we hear Duke Ellington with the large choir playing that song, and then we go to a quartet, which becomes sometimes a quintet, because the reed player, Rossomroll and Kirk, sometimes plays two instruments at the same time. But anyway, the Rossomroll and Kirk quartet quintet plays Something About Believing. Rossan plays tenor saxophone, and sometimes he'll play his manzello, which is a soprano sax, simultaneously.
Keener and stronger. keep me from believing that. Something about believing that keeps me going. Something about believing my faith is growing. Something about believing that keeps me knowing. I'll see God Almighty. Was that somebody said God is dead. The mere mention of the first word automatically eliminates the second and the third.
Thank you.
It was Billy Strayhorn who said that Duke Ellington's true instrument was his orchestra. And Duke definitely liked to work with his orchestra as opposed to featuring himself. But in 1953, rather late in his career, at the age of 54, he recorded an album called Piano Reflections, which, as you might guess, was the inspiration for the title of this podcast. It's a collection of solo, duet, and trio recordings, and we're going to play one of the duet selections with Duke on piano and Wendell Marshall on bass called Melancholia. If used properly, social media can actually result in some sharing of some really good knowledge, and you can actually learn some things. One of my Instagram followers, Brian Scarborough, alerted me that there was a recording of this by Nora Jones called Don't Miss You Anymore. She took this song, Melancholia, and wrote lyrics to it.
As I sit and watch the snow falling down, I don't miss you at all. I hear children playing, laughing so loud, I don't think of your smile. So Out my window, I see lights going dark. Your dark eyes don't haunt me. And then I without the warm touch of your hand. As I sit and watch the snow falling down, I don't miss you at all. I don't miss you at all. I don't miss you at all.
Another one of those Ellington solo duet and trio recordings was recorded live at the Whitney. The composition we'll hear from that is called A Mural from Two Perspectives, and this is Ellington on solo piano. This is paired with the same composition played by a quartet led by the very adventurous clarinetist Dom Byron. So we'll hear two perspectives of A Mural from Two Perspectives, which almost puts us in Escher territory.
Thank you.
So that concludes our look beyond the usual suspects. Needless to say, I'll be exploring this theme again because there are plenty other recordings that fall into this category. Thanks for listening, and please, again, check our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm Steve Bowie. Thank you for listening, and always remember, as I like to say, Ellingtonia is something you ought to know.